the blueberry chicks by the blueberry store.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. The Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. Treat Hartman, Courtney Tobel, Hillary Fisher, and Shelly Hartman all here in the studio. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes. It's a great morning.
Yes, and yes. Good morning to all of you out there. It's good to be alive today. All right. With all that being said, you can maybe guess what we're going to be doing today, and we're going to be trying some more food. Treat assures me it's all about the ham today.
It's about the ham.
It's about the ham.
A couple things that came to mind was Easter coming, and everybody has ham, so this is like a leftover tribute.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
So it's a ham slam.
After my niece, Kara. Yeah.
I should have worn my t-shirt.
Yeah, we have t-shirts, the ham slam.
We would have the flywheelers.
Yeah. We have a ham slam.
And everybody invited and all that. So Yeah, so also this ham was on sale, so
Nice.
Scarfed it up. And
good.
How often do you make your recipes due to what the prices of food are? Because sometimes stuff's on sale. Do you actually say, I'm going to make some recipes this week because ham's on sale or the beef's on sale?
I run into them, so it's spontaneous. And then I change my menu on Thursday, like Wednesday.
The night before? Yes. Oh, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah. Okay. And then the pantry is full. So, not too often. But when I ran into that, I think it was last week. The ham was on sale, 79 cents a pound at Meijer.
Wow. Nice.
I went home and I kept, and even the cashier said, are you sure this is the right price? I said, you're the scanner. I don't care,
but that's what I'm buying it for.
Ham was under $6.
Oh my gosh.
A regular size ham, huge, and it wasn't spiral sliced.
Wow.
Which I don't care for, only because I do different things with it. Spiral slice changes the integrity of the ham.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which if you're going to carve it and do all that, little slice and you're good.
It's hard to make cubes out of a spiral ham.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You can't because it dries out. Right. It's already cut.
What do we
but
got?
It's a good invention. So the first one, I thought we would do the ham hash with the potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know where that is exactly. That
right
could be
here.
For breakfast or it could be, lunch. And it's, I do have, I made the ham with our pepper jelly.
Mm-hmm.
I braised it in that with a little bit of brown sugar.
Mm.
And I had the technique from thinking about carnitas and pulled pork, how they do that.
That's really good.
The ham. Thank you.
Oh, it's good.
I took the ham and I bake things overnight. So I did it overnight at 200 and put all the spices on it that I wanted, which was just the pepper jam and the brown sugar.
Pepper jam and brown sugar.
And got it cooked, and then in the morning I shredded it, and that's what you have today. So some pieces are thicker, and some pieces are not. And I don't think it dries out quite so much.
No.
And that kind of thing.
It's not dry at all. And the texture, like the coating on it.
Uh-huh. I don't have to wait for the oven. I can, it's in the night, all I do is smell it all night long, and that kind of thing. But I baked it 12 hours.
Really?
At 200, No, I do get up at 4 to make sure I'm not burning it, but other than that,
it's great.
So that's why it's shredded.
So tell me again what it has in it, the blueberry flavoring in there.
The pepper jelly.
That's what I
pepper
taste.
Pepper jelly.
It's sweet with a little kick.
For Easter, that is so
it
good.
It is really good.
Yeah,
it's
I love
real
that.
Versatile at that point. But if you wanted the carved ham, it's not that.
Yeah, this is shredded.
Yes.
Yeah,
it shreds more. It does come out in pretty big chunks, so it you can portion it out that way, but it is a whole different. If you could picture pulled pork, pork butt, because the difference between ham and pork is, guess what?
What?
The cut, number one.
Okay.
Number two is ham is cured and smoked.
Okay.
You don't have to cook it. You can eat it out of the package.
Okay.
Why do I see a lot of ham packages that say uncured ham? That always confuses me.
They don't put the, because curing could be nitrates and sugars and things like that. So
all right.
They probably just smoked it, maybe put salt with it or something.
There you go. The
generic,
more you know.
More generic.
Otherwise, it would be called a pork butt.
Well,
right?
Similar.
Yeah.
Pork butt is a different, the shank is the
pork
leg
shank.
Part, and that's a pork portion, I think they call it. Ham portion. It's the rounder part, not with that leg looking thing.
And that's really the pork butt is still the same as the pork shoulder, too, right?
Yeah,
it's
right.
It's really the same. Different parts, different place on the animal, but it's the same exact type meat, correct?
Yeah, point to the... Anyway, enough about
butts,
hams.
Really butts and shoulders are in different places, lady. By the way,
butts and shoulders are in different places on a human. Anyway, so
it's
that's
really
what that
good.
Is.
I love that.
Oh, good, yes, and it was good. Just easy, you know, leftover whatever, and that. So that's how that got created. Okay. And I don't know if I put blueberry barbecue sauce on that.
I feel like there's a little in there.
But you can.
Yeah.
You can.
We got about 2 minutes left in the segment, so I don't know if we want to start another one or not.
Okay, how about the quesadilla, since it's on my list next.
Yeah, that
So it has beans and corn, which is mixed with the vinaigrette, a little pickled onion vinaigrette, our blueberry vinaigrette's in there, and mashed potatoes, because you're going to have leftover mashed potatoes for your ham dinner.
Oh, my gosh, it's so good.
And cheese, of course, just like you would a quesadilla, but it's a little more substantial, maybe. And ham, of course.
Like I think I feel like I would make those for a main dish.
Oh,
they're
my
so
gosh.
Good.
So I bought the big ones so that I could just cut them in pizza cutter.
Never would I ever imagine potatoes in a quesadilla. That's pretty good.
That's
good.
Really good.
Well, that's a treat for you, right?
And the hint of blueberry flavor is fantastic in there. Really just, again, takes it right over the top.
And, you know, the thing is, too, is that it just brings a different element, you know, flavor-wise, but it's also a little nutritious. You don't, like with the ham, you don't slather it with barbecue sauce. There's the sweetness is in the blueberry part.
It's really
know, things
good.
Like that, so you don't have to.
That one is that's a good one. Unique,
and I made
different,
the
good.
Relish part of what do you call the pico with corn and black beans, and I hopefully didn't give Rob any tomatoes, but But anyway,
that's fantastic. I mean,
that's very good.
I don't know how you come up with these things.
I don't know either.
I know.
Sometimes I'm looking in the refrigerator saying, okay. And then.
Those are two home runs. Those are really good.
Yeah, because all I ever see when I open up the fridge is peanut butter and jelly. Yeah, that's about as far as my imagination goes.
Well, that does happen to me, too.
All right. 1-877-654-2400 is the toll-free number that you can call these ladies at the Blueberry Store. If you have any questions and want to know a little bit more about what we're doing, and of course the blueberrystore.com is a place you can go and find recipes and products that the Blueberry Store has to offer. So we need to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more treats on Robert's Moondog Show. This is the Blueberry Chicks with the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store.
I'm Even Steven, and I used to be on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Now I'm just a low-budget voice talent. My washer and dryer broke, so now I go to Goody's Wash & Go. At Goody's Wash & Go, my laundry has never been cleaner. Sometimes I use the quarter machines, and sometimes I use the wash, dry, and fold service. And now I hear they pick up and deliver for free. Woo! So go to Goody's Wash & Go today and get your clothes as clean as mine. That's Goody's Wash & Go.
If you love history, and I know you do, you can now see both House of David documentary films, The House of David Life Everlasting, and The House of David's Bearded Boys of Baseball on Amazon Prime. Either go to Amazon and search for these films, or go to HODfilm.com and find the links there. These films delve into the amazing history of the House of David and the impact they had on Southwest Michigan and the world. Find these films and more on HODfilm.com.
If you're looking for some fresh new music, check out the music of the Trussin' Bird Band. Find all their music wherever you do your streaming. You can also find them on iTunes if you would like to purchase it for your collection. Trussin' Bird Band's music is a gritty mix of rock, blues, pop, and a little bit of reggae and country in the mix. Check out TrussinBirdBand.com to see all their music videos and find out more about this amazing group of musicians. That's TrussinBirdBand.com. TrussinBirdBand.com.
It's the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. The Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. Shelly Hartman, Hillary Fisher, Courtney Tobel, and Treat Hartman all here in the studio, and we're eating.
Yeah, we are ham slamming this morning. Yeah,
some wonderful ham variations here.
I was so excited to do this because it was so versatile. I thought, oh my word.
Oh my, yeah.
I didn't know ham was so cool.
Right?
You just think of it differently.
Well, really, ham and ham slices are one of the easiest things when you just need a snack, a couple pieces of bread, a couple pieces of ham will do just the trick.
Deli ham, this is like...
This is awesome.
And I think the kids would start enjoying it if you introduced it.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, like a forgotten ingredient. Well, you're like giving ham a new life treat.
Oh, so good. Yeah. The forgotten meat.
Yeah.
Right.
So good. The next dish that you have?
Kind of match this one, sort of.
Okay, it's just the quesadillas, same, right?
Pretty much, minus the mashed potato and the tortilla, but you do have tortilla in the chips, which would be a nacho.
Okay.
So I took the same idea. I just made it into more of a nacho platter, and I thought, oh my gosh, tell you guys, this is probably the worst.
Prepare yourselves, people.
I wanted to lick my fingers so bad.
Oh.
And take little nibbles.
I don't know why you don't.
Oh my gosh, I said, because if I start, I can't quit. You guys wouldn't have as much as yet.
Oh, treat those nachos.
Yeah, right?
They're good.
Oh my gosh. So there's crema on there too with lime.
Okay,
And I think I did put the barbecue ranch on there too.
But
you don't have to.
I got to call that out separate. That ranch sauce.
I know.
Oh my gosh. It's so good.
It's almost addictive.
I think that could be a new product.
Now, I'll give you a little bit
product
of backstory.
In itself.
Yeah.
Is that when I first gave it to you girls, I hardly put any in it, barbecue sauce in it, blueberry barbecue sauce, because I didn't know if it was going to be overpowering. And now I dollop. They're in it. They're in it to win it.
And so, again, it's ranch and the barbecue sauce.
Yes.
And did you say, is there anything else in there?
This time I put, because it's nacho, I put some hot sauce in it.
Yeah,
sriracha.
It's so good. Oh,
just
my
a little
God.
Bit.
Yeah.
Kicked it up a little bit. But I make my own ranch with that dry pack. Followed the
Hidden
directions
Valley,
on that Hidden Valley. Mm. Yeah, I don't buy the other one. But you can do the same thing. It'll just be looser.
We need
that
new condiments.
That is amazing.
Yeah. Oh, good. Thanks, girls.
Wow. It just really sets everything in place, you know, for your taste buds. But to make it so easy.
Oh, my gosh. I thought, this looks good. Even when in the picture I took, I was like, wow.
Crazy.
And then I did the corn and bean pico or whatever on it.
The toppings.
And the cilantro and tomato and typical stuff. And then you can go past that even. So we've had the quesadilla similar.
Yes.
And then the nachos, which is
amazing.
Without the potato. And now you can have a salad. So if you don't care for the chips or you want a little bit more of the veggie thing.
Yeah.
And you could put chickpeas in this too. It would be really good for the vegan part. Yeah.
Wow. It is.
And then you don't feel like you're missing out.
It's so good. It really is. Like, again, it's
I was impressed with my own self.
Seems like you're using the same style cut or pulled part in all of it.
In all of it.
But it's all different flavors.
Oh, really?
Definitely.
The same ham.
Right. But it's all different.
That you're going to have it. You're going to present at Easter dinner.
Yeah.
And then the leftovers, you can be this creative. So buy a bag of chips and a can of corn. That's all I did. And a can of beans.
But the flavors, they're just so
and
different.
And that's the whole thing is that even the blueberry part, it's so easy to be different.
Yeah, it's easy to be different. I like that.
That's a general good saying for the whole world.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
New t-shirt.
But not too different.
I was going to say, I'm a little bit more standard. I did have fun with all this.
Yeah, oh my gosh. I mean, all of it was just so good.
And I open the jar, and it's the same every time.
Yeah. Consistency is the trick.
I thought,
to
what can I
good
add
recipes.
To this? And I look you know, and I there it is, the barbecue sauce. Usually that's where my go-to is, or the preserves.
Yeah.
But then yeah. I Both pop open the pepper jam, and I'm yeah. like, there it is. Right. It's like another one.
It's like so exciting to have all these products. Really, we are blessed to have all these products. And again, we've talked about before on the show, it's not just, oh, somebody sends us something. Really, no. we scrutinize and look at the label and taste test and go through a lot of things so that it really has to be a blueberry experience mm-hmm. that we feel the general, everybody and above is going to love.
I'm more impressed with the vision. The vision of being able to see blueberries and then all these different products that they can be used in. That, to me, that's one of the biggest eye-openers of this entire thing that I've been doing with you guys.
Yeah, it just opens up a whole new blueberry
when
world.
That's right. When I was a kid, we were like, you know, nobody knew except muffins and pies.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Pancakes,
yeah.
Right?
Yep. Pancakes.
And then we invested, well, not us, but the growers invested in a council, USHBC.
Yes, that's right.
And we
right.
got put in Good Housekeeping magazines and
Halo.
Yeah.
The health halo of blueberries is still right up there at the top, and it's not going away.
No, and I was talking to a lady, she was cleaning my teeth the other day. And
so how are you talking?
Yeah, right. Oh,
her
my gosh.
Her family owns blueberries, so we were talking the jive, you know. So she says, oh, man, I made a cobbler. She says it was so cool because I just dumped the berries in, put my stuff in there, and everybody's like, wow, Mom. You know?
Yes.
Yeah, and I said, isn't that nice? She said, oh, I love them. I love them.
Yeah,
I always have them in my freezer.
And it's becoming more of a topic, a conversation mm-hmm. topic. I mean, yeah, we do it for a living, so people talk to us about it. But, you know, even if people don't know what we do, we're still talking blueberries. It is just so cool.
And
I love that.
It does complement other fruits, as we will see in the dessert.
Yeah. Ooh, well, and even more fun that we have two of those, but even more fun than that, we're actually making a TV show about it.
Yeah, that's going to be the most exciting part. Yes, it's been going really well. I cannot wait.
Yeah, we've got a little more to finish, a little more to shoot, and it's going to be a couple weeks into April where we're going to have a pilot to look at.
Yes, that's going to be great. Maybe we should have like a big showing at the movie theater.
Mm-hmm. I'm in.
Okay.
We can have a nice showing anywhere.
So. Yeah. And we can invite the listeners.
See if they show up. All right. We need to take a break and we come
back. Have a shuttle bus.
Yeah, right. We're going to have a Reuben and a dessert to try out. We're going to have a lot more blueberry conversation. We come back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. This is the Blueberry Chicks of the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store.
With blueberries being such an important part of our West Michigan culture, the Blueberry Chicks were hatched for the radio. Hi, I'm Shelly Hartman, and I'm so happy to be able to bring you all things blueberry. Sponsored by the Blueberry Store, the Blueberry Chicks bring the blueberry buzz every Saturday morning to this very show from 6:30 a.m. to 7 a.m. For blueberry questions, please call us at 877-654-2400 or go to theblueberrystore.com.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
You're listening to Rob Bird's Moondog Show on WCSY-FM, South Haven.
It's the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show, the Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. Treat Hartman, Courtney Tolbo, Hillary Fisher, Shelly Hartman, all here in the studio, and we've been having some wonderful dishes.
But some ham slam.
And before we talk about the Reuben and that dessert, you got a barn sale going on, I hear, a little later today, Treat? Two barns having sales at the same time?
Inside.
On the same property?
Well, yes.
Oh, boy.
And it's what's the address to that, Treat?
156 60th Street, Grand Junction.
In Grand Junction, but it's past Lakota, go north on 60th, or they call it County Road 6... What is it?
689. You must be a local because I don't know any street names.
Yeah.
So well, go left, go right, go about 5 miles. Yeah.
No,
left.
It's kind of weird, but you just go through Lakota, yep. Main Road, just keep going north, and it's there on the right hand side. Okay. At the left hand side.
As if you're
side,
heading towards Pullman.
West side. Yeah. Okay. The west side.
When you go down the hill.
And yeah. I got to tell you. Her barn sale is amazing. It's for a youth ministry.
Mm-hmm.
She's been doing it now for
5 years.
5 years.
I think.
And the proceeds help youth in ministry programs that they can petition and ask for grants
in the
area. And she's also known, this is a cool part I love to say, home of the $5 box.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Thanks to True Blue. I have boxes.
Anything you can fit into the box with reason.
It's clothes.
Yes.
We say clothes.
Okay. Is going to be for $5. So, you know.
Anything else is whatever donation you would like to give.
We give suggestions. Gary does. Gary and Val have helped us for many years. And they give suggestions, but based on your economic condition needs or you know
right and there's very very lightly used clothes
beautiful
well, donors I have are
brand name
unbelievable
yeah well, if you go out there with a charitable heart
and
little extra cash in the pocket
please. It's going to be fun today. Can't
we do
wait.
Have a good turnout, and there are always new things we have storage area that we bring out new things as a sale goes on so it's ongoing because we don't have enough room.
And even to that point, you, Gary and Val are known for going and doing clean outs and picking up stuff for people. So, you know, that's a whole sideline. If you're interested in any of that, stop out at the sale. Yeah.
What time does it start?
Nine. Till 3 p.m.
Nine till 3. Okay. Or until you
plenty
go home.
Plenty of parking. Great.
Doors closed at 3:01.
We better get to those.
What do we got next?
I love Reubens.
Yes.
But I don't want to cook a whole corned beef, and half of my family doesn't care for it.
Yeah.
So I thought, my chance to have a Reuben. I still haven't had it, but I made it for you. Bought the rye bread and have made a cabbage slaw with the vinaigrette. Add a little horseradish mayo, and then the same ham that I have.
Blueberry mustard in there?
No, it's a horseradish sauce.
I think it's better than a Reuben, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Really? Oh,
I do.
Well,
because,
there you go. So that's
it's
another
so good.
Little thing.
Yeah.
That's like, do pizzas with this.
Oh yeah, Reuben is so good. Treat like it. I think you know sometimes with the corned beef it can be a little bit like. Heavy with the salt, kind of. You can taste that little sodium kind of flavor.
Yeah.
But this, and with the sauce that you've created, you got that ranch blueberry barbecue on there for your dressing on the sandwich?
I don't think so.
Well,
I'm
dipping it in there then.
Oh, I put some on the side. I figured
it's so good.
I dipped mine in there too.
Oh, my gosh. It is just like.
Look, it's two sauces, three sauces on there.
Yeah. Oh,
it's
my.
Like, what?
Gosh.
You said there's horseradish in here?
Yes.
I can feel it in my nose.
That's great.
Why is my nose starting to itch?
With the mayo, I put a little bit. And then the vinaigrette has the slaw.
Oh, my gosh.
It's great.
It is awesome. I love that.
Rye bread, whatever bread.
Oh, and you just
panini'd it.
You panini'd it so well. It's beautiful. The listeners can't see it, but it's cute. We'll show pictures on the social media, so you'll be able to see it. And last but not least?
Is the, well, I call it the fruit pizza.
Okay, a fruit pizza.
And I used our True Blue blueberry cookie mix. Yeah, cookie mix. And like I did last week, I think it was, I did the same thing. I put it in a tray, a baking tray, and just flattened it out. Is it too thick?
No.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
And I bake it. The baking is a little bit trickier than the package says. It's about 5 minutes more.
Okay, because you got a little thicker.
Yeah, it's in a different...
format.
And then the this dip is the True Blue blueberry cream dip, and you just make it according to package, and then I put the fruit of what I have. I'm doing a lunch tomorrow, so I had that fruit, so I put it on there.
It's so good.
And so that fruit is a plum, because plum. Ooh. I don't know if you guys have had the plums out lately. I go to Meijer a lot.
They're good.
They're about to hire me, I think. They, as a secret shopper. That lady's in here a lot.
They
probably think you already work there.
Or you've got the job where you shop for people and deliver around town.
That might be in my later years.
Oh, my gosh.
Then the dragon fruit, because it's cute.
Everybody loves that. Dragon fruit. Yeah. It's another, you know, new and exciting thing that pairs well with blueberries.
Exactly.
It is so good. Now, that cookie
mix. Get
you
some plums, though. I'm going to plug that.
We got dried blueberries in there. Uh-huh. Yep. And then there's a white chocolate.
Oh, my gosh.
That is a home run.
And then the dip has dried in it, too. And, oh, my gosh, what was that? Sour cream
and cream cheese.
Cream cheese. Yep. Equal amounts, I think, a cup and a cup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. And it's so easy. I know what I'm doing for Easter.
I made the cookie a couple days ago.
Oh, my gosh. It's
because
great.
I had this lunch, and I got too many things.
Yeah,
the oven
she's always.
And I just kept it in the fridge.
Treat's always cooking something.
And I cut it with a pizza cutter. I think if you cut it when it's warm, it's better.
Okay.
Yeah, so I did that it hard just rolls. When they were cool. And it's like, yeah.
A little bit better.
Oh, it is. Excellent. Right.
Mm-hmm. Wow, treat.
All right, ladies. The Blueberry Store, I hear, is open 7 days a week now.
Yes.
What time?
11 to 6.
11 to 6 every day. You can get the things that we've been a lot of the ingredients that we've been trying that Treat uses in these recipes. That's where you can get them, and you can also get them online at theblueberrystore.com. Or I'm sure if you know what you want, you can even give that toll free number 1-877-654-2400 a call and say Courtney, I need a case of the blueberry preserves, and she will get that done for you.
Happy to do it.
Ladies. Awesome. Good
Thank
show.
You. It was great.
Great
Thank you.
Food
great ham
once
slam.
Again.
Good job, Tree. Mm-hmm. You did perfect.
So it excited. Yeah, so excited about the future. Things are going great.
That's right.
Awesome. All right, we'll be back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. This is the Blueberry Chicks with a Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store.